Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Prayer prevails in the U.S. House of Representatives. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, a court of appeals in the District of Columbia ruled on Good Friday to uphold the House of Representatives' longstanding practice to start each session with a prayer by a clergy. This has been a regular feature of the proceedings since 1789. Matt, this is a great decision. Dan Barker, who is the co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, an atheist, an angry atheist, attempted to become a guest chaplain. I would use chaplain in quotes. He wanted to present a secular message, but knowing Dan Barker, he would likely present not just a secular message, not simply an inspirational, non-religious message, but an anti-Christian, anti-Jesus rant during this time, because that's what he does.
Well, and you know that firsthand. You've debated him, haven't you?
Yeah, you were there when I debated him, and it was the issue of the debate subject matter was the role of the Ten Commandments in law and government. I was taking the position that the Ten Commandments has had a profound influence in law and government in America. He was taking the position that it did not. But he got up and he gave his opening statement, and it had nothing to do with the subject matter. He went into this awful diatribe, rant, and blasphemous litany against Christians and specifically Jesus. And he literally, it was just completely unheard of. I got up after him to start my opening statement, and I began by saying, "The God that you just described, I do not recognize." Mm. And this is Dan Barker, a militant, angry atheist, formerly a pastor.
That's so sad.
Formerly a pastor. Something happened in his life, and he ended up rejecting God and became an angry atheist.
He's not just an atheist. An atheist is just a God denier. He's not a God denier. He's not an atheist. He's a God hater. Mm. He is angry with God, so he blasphemes and attacks God. I shudder for his eternity, for his soul. I pray for him. As Christians, we hope that he has, opens himself up to God, to Christ's grace and the redemption that is available. We've got to pray for him. But in the meantime, he has no place giving that kind of anti-Christian blasphemous rant on the floor of Congress.
And that's what he wanted to do. This tradition of opening the Congress with prayer dates back to Benjamin Franklin. And in fact, it was before the Constitution was even formed. It was during the constitutional debates. It was after the American Revolution. They gather together now, and they want to create a constitution. What kind of form of government are we going to have to govern our newfound freedom? And as many yeses or noes there was back and forth. They couldn't agree on anything. They wanted this, someone wanted that. Nothing was actually happening. And in frustration, they ended up starting to disband. Some people got on their horses and their buggies. They started to leave. And Benjamin Franklin stood up in the midst, and he said that famous speech, if God does not build the building, those who labor to build it do so in vain. If a sparrow does not fall without God's notice, how can we build without God's aid? Or do we think we no longer need our powerful friend?
Amen.
And he then invoked what now has become this tradition. He says, when we met together during the war, we prayed frequently, and we've seen God's prayers answered as we've prayed to him. And have we now come to a point that we just no longer think we need him? And he said, from here on out, I move that we begin every time that we meet again in prayer. And so that was passed, that was understood. They stopped their deliberations, they went across the street, and they entered into a three-day time of study and prayer.
Prayer and fasting.
They came back again 3 days later, and lo and behold, the nays and yays started to become yays, and they ended up having the United States Constitution, and that's how America was born.
And that was the nexus, the genesis, if you will, of the United States of America, prayer. It was born in prayer. And the historical revisionists like to claim that Benjamin Franklin was a secularist. The history is unequivocal that he was not.
But you know, when we seek the Almighty God, the creator of the universe, who created each of us, knows us better than anyone, even ourselves, you know, he will guide us. He knows us. He created us. We can't do it on our own. And it's so encouraging to see back then, a few years ago in 1789, they recognized that and they saw the power of God take over.
So every time since then, every time the Congress, either the House or the Senate, opens up their deliberations, they have someone who prays, a clergy who prays. And in this case, Representative Mark Pocan, a Wisconsin Democrat, invited Barker. Barker's organization, Freedom from Religion Foundation, is headquartered in Madison, Wisconsin. He invited him to be a guest chaplain back in 2015. So he knows who this guy is. So he wanted to undermine this as well, the representative. And the application was presented, but it was denied. It was denied originally because you have to be a member of a recognized, you have to be a clergy in a recognized religion, or somebody who has the clergy credentials for that particular religion. Can't be just anybody that just claims to be a clergy.
That you're still practicing in.
Yeah. Yeah, and so he said, well, I am a clergy. Well, he was a clergy years ago and he rejected God. He's no longer a licensed clergy in his denomination. And so it was denied because you're no longer practicing. You're ordained in a denomination in which you no longer practice. Mm-hmm. Then it was found out by the Reverend Conroy, who is the chaplain, the full-time chaplain for the House. There's a full-time chaplain for the Senate. That, in fact, what he wanted to do was just do a secular mockery. And he said, no, this is for prayer. So he sued. It went all the way to the Court of Appeals. And in a unanimous three-judge ruling, they dismissed Barker's claim. And they ultimately upheld this longstanding practice for prayer. So this is a good decision. And they ultimately said, this is the tradition that's constitutional. And here's the thing. The members of Congress who authorized a paid chaplain to be there full time and authorized the prayer to begin for each session, the members of the House and the Senate, after they did that, that was their first act, by the way, their first act after come together, they authorized a paid chaplain. They authorized prayer to begin. That was their first vote in the history of America.
Mm, smart move.
Then they ended up, the same group, ended up proposing the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. So those same people who did their very first act regarding prayer would not have also, shortly thereafter, passed a First Amendment and put it to the people that would actually undermine what they did as their very first act.
Right.
So it's pretty easy to resolve this kind of case if you just simply look at the law and you look at the history.
But that's common sense, logic, reason. You know, when we're dealing with the secularists, they're untethered from logic and common sense and reason, unfortunately.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And it's Barker's organization that we fight against, particularly when it comes to nativity scenes and freedom of religion schools and all these organizations, you know. So this man definitely needs prayer. He needs to come face to face with God who loves him.
Well, sometimes they put out the idea that they're free thought people,
yeah.
Free thinkers. Well,
no.
They're not, because they don't want to have people have free thoughts.
They want to suppress
they
those.
Want to yeah. suppress your thoughts. They yeah. want to stop anything that is regarding God. As you said, not just an atheist who believes that there is no God, but a hater of God. And that's what this organization does. But fortunately, its attempt to stop this long-standing tradition of prayer at the beginning of each session has been thwarted. This is good news. Sometimes there's not always good news with the courts, but sometimes the courts get it right, and it's really nice when they do. And that's one of these cases where they got it right. The Constitution prevailed, and the courts interpreted rather than created the law. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. You can sign up for our emails right there on the front page. You can subscribe to them. They'll keep you involved. We have the Liberty Alert to update you regarding issues and cases, and also other emails regarding matters coming out of our nation's capital so that you can be informed and make a difference, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.